Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, darling. Darling. I said hello. Versus now Dolly Day.
A new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You feel the room swing while Love and Money's playing. All your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by NapervilleAlarm.com. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. First Comes Fitness, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Do you feel unhappy every morning as you get dressed? I hope not. Do you look at back at old pictures and wish that you were that size again? Oh, yeah, sometimes I do that too. Well, it may seem impossible to you, but it's not. If you want something, let's work for it together. Jocelyn Shook, spelled S-H-O-O-K, from First Comes Fitness, is available to help you. She is not only a physician assistant, but also a health and fitness coach. Jocelyn Shook with First Comes Fitness can assist you in helping you lose those extra pounds that have been adding up over the years. Jocelyn Shook can help you get into your pre-baby weight clothes. If you're looking to get stronger, I know I am, Jocelyn Shook has great solutions for you. If this sounds like you, then she is the right person for you. Check out First Comes Fitness on the web or on Facebook, and you can message her to schedule a free consultation. All you have to do is mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks, First Comes Fitness. Many thanks to our longtime sponsor, Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NapierSettlement.org. And if you don't mind, check out some fun, if you don't mind, at Napier Settlement. Go to their website and check out all those Napier Night action nights. Still plenty left for the summer. It's like the Ravinia on the southwest side. So don't want to miss it. Lots of great bands playing there this year. Grab a blanket and a picnic and spread out and enjoy the live music at Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NapierSettlement.org. Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Emission experts for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing, conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emission Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a factory or funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repairer. You can't beat that. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special, $17.95 oil change. You heard that right, $17.95. Where can you get an oil change for $17.95 anymore? I think that was back 25 years ago, the last time I saw an oil change for that price. Usually about $35, $40, $50 if you've got a fancier car. If you do have a fancier car and you're looking for that synthetic oil, it's only $10 more, $27.95. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show and say hi to my friend, the owner, and my good friend Matt Weber over there. Another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show is Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show to them, too, and you'll get your first dance lesson absolutely free. Now, why not try it? You know you've been trying. You know you've been thinking about it. You know you've been trying to get into this dance studio. I've been dancing here for years, and I have had the time of my life. My best memories in my lifetime were in that studio. You know, you really push yourself. You're learning. And you can prevent Alzheimer's. They say learn something new. I'm always concerned about that, you know, keeping my mind healthy as well as my body. And that was one of the things. They always challenged me with all these new dance moves and how fast it was, and we had to quickly remember things. But it was so much fun. It's not like you're going to fail. And James Dutton over there, the owner, is just an amazing guy. So check out Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville, arthurmurraynaperville.com. Give him a call, 630-355-6240. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. Tell him Dolly sent you, and that first class is free. Bocconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check out Bocconi's online or give them a call at 630-717-9530. We're almost through this list, guys. We've got two more sponsors to go, and I really do appreciate these sponsors. I read these every week, and some of you just tune it out or some of you listen. I appreciate that. I appreciate you supporting these things, these restaurants and businesses that support the show, because this is one of the only shows on the radio that promotes non-for-profits. We also have celebrities on here, too. Celebrities is not your thing. We've got best-selling authors. We've got civic leaders. We have people that talk about any old thing on the show. We talk about everything on the show. But I really, really can't thank my sponsors enough for keeping this show going, especially Sullivan Steakhouse. Been with us since the very beginning, offering their guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivansteak.com. And finally, ding, ding, the Naperville Trolley and Tours. They have four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Hello, darling. I said hello. Versus now Dolly Day.
A new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You feel the room swing while Love and Money's playing. All your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
Everybody, it's Dolly. You've reached the Dolly McCarthy Show. Yes, you got it going on right here. Welcome to the program. What's the good word, everybody? Hello to all my listeners on WCKG 1530 AM, Tuyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, all the loyal, longtime listeners on there. We're going on our fifth year very, very soon. Hello to everybody at Rivet Radio Network in Chicago. Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show and all of you who tune in on 1010 News Talk. If you can follow us along on Twitter, we've got great messages on there. On our Instagram and on Facebook, we're there too. Please like the page and share it with your friends and family. Like I said, this is a good show. We feature not-for-profits. We have good guests, good news, and we definitely have at least one good laugh on the show every week. I really, really can't thank you all enough for supporting the show. Speaking of supporting the show, we've got a new sponsor, North Fork Farm, all the way out in beautiful country, Oswego, Illinois. They're the newest sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Did you know they're a full-service facility that caters to horse enthusiasts, owners, breeders, and trainers? They have short and long-term boarding options to suit your needs and budget. I just love reading this commercial. I can tell I'm going to have so much fun with this commercial because it makes it seem like my radio show, which, hey, in some parts of the state and actually the country and parts of the world, we are very rural, even though we broadcast just outside of Chicago, Illinois, one of the biggest cities in the world. But this commercial, I just love it, talking about the farm, something that I love, being out on the farm. This farm, North Fork Farm in Oswego, Illinois, offers, like I said, short-term and long-term boarding options. Doesn't sound like I'm broadcasting from a little radio station down the road, down on a dirt country road. they're located in Kendall County, 35 miles southwest of downtown Chicago, just 35 miles southwest of downtown Chicago, and you're out in the country, beautiful rolling hills, farms, horses, 4 miles west of Plainfield. This is where this is, and North Fork Farm features beautiful rolling pastures and views that are really breathtaking. Their facility, family-owned and operated since 1961. You wouldn't believe how immaculate this farm is, how beautiful, stunning it is. And did you know, this is something you didn't know, maybe you did, that it was once originally owned by former U.S. President Polk, this farm? Yes. They also offer weddings, so if you're looking for that rustic wedding theme, North Fork Farm is the place to be. And I'll let you in on a little secret. That's where I'm having my wedding September 2nd this year, folks, at North Fork Farm. They also have, you can do a party there. You could do anniversaries there. You could do corporate events there and all kinds of events or whatever you need. Just give them a call. Contact them. Feel free to contact North Fork Farm. The owners, Lori and Peter, are amazing, an amazing couple. They're great people. Give them a call, 815-768-5400. It's 815-768-5400. If you have any questions, give them a call. They also offer tours. Just give them a call and make an appointment. North Fork Farm in Oswego, Illinois, on Old Johnson Road. I love this commercial. We got to do a quick announcement, and then we're going to get to a very good guest. Sarah Stark from Doodlebug Workshop is going to be joining us. That's a non-for-profit, folks. That's probably one you haven't heard of. Let's get to know Sarah and what Doodlebug Workshop is all about in just a few moments. But first, you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. If you'd like to join us July 23rd, we're going to be walking along the Naperville Riverwalk. Meet us over at the Naperville Pavilion in the morning for the Naperville, the 7th Annual Naperville Pancreatic Cancer Research Walk. We'd love to see you. You can sign up. Go to lustgarden.org, the website there, and sign up right there. Join us for the walk. It's one of my favorite walks for charity to cure pancreatic cancer. Check out the Lust Garden Foundation. They're looking for volunteers, too. It's not too late to sign up and help with this cause to end and find the cure for pancreatic, one of the deadliest cancers out there. So we hope you'll join us along the beautiful Riverwalk in downtown Naperville. 100% of every dollar donated to the Lust Garden Foundation goes directly to pancreatic cancer research. And I have to do a shout-out to the Naperville Walk lead, Ann Zedeker, one of my favorite gals, actually, from the Northwest Side. She will be there. Tell Ann, if you can't find me, look for Ann and give her a pat on the back. She's worked for 7 years since her father passed away, unfortunately, from pancreatic cancer. You know what Ann is also doing? I got to get to Sarah really quick, but I have to do this. I have to mention this. Ann Zedeker is an amazing woman. She also started a new initiative in Naperville, Illinois, which I hope spreads all across the country. It's called Kindness Rocks Naperville. So here's an overview. It's a Kindness Rocks project. It was created to spread inspiration and motivation for unsuspecting recipients through random inspirational rocks dropped along the way. Can you imagine? You find a rock, paint a rock, hide a rock, and if you come across a rock, keep it if you think it's meant for you. Or you can leave it and rehide it somewhere new. But Anne, through her, this is her idea. She's trying to encourage people to be mindful and respectful of others and also of the Naperville parks, as that is what true kindness and peace is all about. So if you are walking around Naperville, Illinois, and you find a rock, keep it or pass it on You can join this initiative by signing up on their Facebook group page, Kindness Rocks Naperville. They're also trying to get the word out. I appreciate your help in making this happen. They're having a free kickoff event. This is going to be really fun. On Friday night at Learning Express in Naperville from noon, or at noon or 3 o'clock, two of them actually. RSVP, basically, I think that what's going to happen there is going to be painting rocks, and then you can take your rock home, dry it off, and place it somewhere for someone to find. Isn't that sweet? I just love this idea. And Zediker, you really are an amazing woman. All right, let's move along here. This is the Dolly McCarthy Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, we have Sarah Stark on the line. Sarah, are you? Well, let me try to get her. Wait, I got to get her on the line first.
Hi.
Of all. Sarah, are you there?
Hi, Dolly.
Hey,
how
there.
Are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, you
can
are
you hear
so
me?
Welcome. Thank you. Yes, I can hear you. Fantastic.
Okay, great.
Sarah Stark is the founder of Doodlebug Workshop. That sounds really fun. Doodlebug Workshop. It's a
nonprofit. It's a fun name.
Yes.
It was my son's nickname growing
name.
Up. Yes.
Oh, that's where I was just, that was my first question. How did you come up with Doodlebug? But let me explain to people. This is a non-for-profit that services adults and teens with intellectual and developmental disabilities. They're in the western suburbs. I'm assuming that's where you're planted, Sarah, right? You and your
right.
son?
Right. Our home base is Wheaton. My son and I,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so how
we're
did Doodlebug Workshop, how did Doodlebug, how did you create it? When did you start it? And tell us, you know, why you started this workshop.
Sure. Well, like we were saying, my son is going to be 21 in September, and he has special needs. He has Fragile X syndrome. And we were just, a couple of the other parents, we were just kind of batting around the idea of maybe we can teach them some basic woodworking trade skills. And he's the inspiration, and we started doing it and making. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Sarah, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just want to backtrack a little bit, first of all, because you said your son was 20. He's 21 now, right? But back
he
in...
He will be in September, yeah.
Okay. So this you
so
started last
year. So a
year
ago,
year.
About...
I mean,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We started
you know,
about
so
a year
things.
Ago.
I want to point this out. Okay. This is something I want to point out to my listeners, because this is really important. I remember having this conversation with Mr. Johnson over at Turning Point Autism. When kids are young and they have these developmental disabilities, it's, I don't want to say the word easy. That's not easy. But it's there's more services. There's lots of help. Wouldn't you agree? There's many things for children to do. But once they hit a certain age after they graduate.
They age out of the school system.
The services.
Yeah,
they age out and their services drop off, and that's when parents like you say, what next? Because you can't just let them sit at home on their smartphones or watch TV. You want to keep them still
as
engaged.
As much as they might like
and
to.
And I bet you ran into that problem. What's that? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I, they might want to sit on their smartphones.
Yeah, right.
Well, there are right, a lot yeah, of but... day programs available for adults that are out of the school program. So there's a lot of day enrichment programs that are available. It's just a matter of kind of knowing what they are and where they're at. You know, Alex is moderately high functioning, and we've grown up with this great group of kids that have grown up through the system together, and we're just having ideas of what can we do to service their needs and provide maybe some vocational training skills to them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing that through like woodworking, basic hand tools, power drills, painting, using screwdrivers, and just creating craft type style products that they can manage.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that with those skills, are they able to find, are having an easier time finding, jobs? Are these fulfilling a need that's out there, these basic skills, trade skills that they're learning?
I believe that the trade skills are overlooked for a lot of these guys. I service a broad spectrum of special needs, and some of my kids are able to drive cars, and they are able to have 40-hour work weeks. And a lot of times what happens, they get plugged into the food industries or service industries, and this just opens up an opportunity for them to be able to say, I've learned how to use a paint roller, so now I can go and approach a painter. Or I've learned how to use a screwdriver and hand drill proficiently, so I can maybe go to a cabinet maker. Or I can use a palm sander, and now I can go to some carpenter that might need palm sanding done. And it just are these transferable skills that might have been overlooked before. And our program is, you know, we have some community enrichment where we provide groups to come in, and the kids make projects, and there's anywhere between 15 and 20 of them, and then they get to take that project home that they've made. And then the other part of the program that we're developing is the vocational training program. And this is going to be the basic transferable skills I was talking about, that the individuals that can spend 4 to 5 hours a day at a time learning these skills as a job trade. And they'll be making, like, replicated items that we can in turn have them also sell. So that's,
that's
the basic developing
and what sort
idea.
Of things are they? And you're creating things, puzzle clocks, boards, dominoes, lawn dice.
Yeah, we're developing
right
some
now?
Products. Yeah, sensory boards, lawn dice, dominoes. Yeah, Pinterest is my friend. we're making growth
and
charts.
It's a time sucker, that's for sure.
it's a rabbit hole.
Nice.
When you look at each item that they're making, you have to say, okay, what skill set are they learning from that? So when you look at a growth chart, you say, okay, they're learning measurements and numbers and counting, and they get sanding out of that, and then they have to learn the hardware of attaching the backs. We're having them come up with puzzle clocks, which are going to be, they design what the pieces of wood are going to look like put together, and then they have to learn how to, you know, use like a joiner or learn the hardware. But then they're also getting the skill of time and learning about time and the mechanisms of that. So we try to like build into the curriculum those kinds of ideas. Like, what are we going to get out of this?
But right now, how is it with, you know, you're not the only one. You're not hosting these workshops yourself. You've got volunteers. And how is it now with your services? How are you able to handle this all? And how are you running a nonprofit? And, you know, what are some of the roadblocks you're running into?
Well, right now our immediate needs would be we've really progressed on the paperwork for the nonprofit status. And we're just, like, at the point where we need some expert legal advice, help planning those kinds of details or filing motions. We're very much in need of permanent space. I'm able to be mobile, so I can go to the schools and the day programs, and that is really a wonderful thing because sometimes kids aren't mobile. The participants aren't able to go. So that opens the door to them. Mm-hmm. And then We Grow Dreams in West
Sarah,
Chicago is a greenhouse. And
Sarah?
They've actually given us part of a greenhouse. So we're able to host programs in there as well.
Well, if you're just joining us now or if you were listening, that was Sarah Stark with Doodlebug Workshop. And we just lost her. Hopefully we can get her back on the line. I don't know what happened. Oh, nuts. Let me see if I could try to get her back on. Sarah, are you there? Sarah? Okay. Well, Sarah, if you hear us, please call back to the show. We want to finish this interview and talk to you more about Doodlebug Workshop. It's a non-for-profit that services adults and teens with intellectual and developmental disabilities out in the western suburbs, I should say. It was created back in 2016. Basically, Sarah's story, she sent me a note. You know, she found herself alone, unemployed, and the sole caregiver for an adult son with disabilities. He has Fragile X syndrome. She mentioned that, but I didn't get a chance to ask her what it was. It really is a genetic disorder that causes intellectual disabilities and learning challenges. So her way of helping her son was she started something that would help many people, and she started the Doodlebug Workshop. Apparently that was her son's nickname. How cute is that? So they're doing woodworking and shop, and I think I might have Sarah back on the line. Sarah.
Hi, sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened.
Oh,
are you there now?
We got you back. Okay, I'm here. We're still on the air.
Yeah,
Sarah,
I apologize
I wanna
for
point
that.
No worries at all. So, Sarah, this non-for-profit Doodlebug Workshop is looking for support, specifically, you know, non-for-profit management and attorneys that could help her get the filing, the advice and filing for their 501c3 status. And pretty much it's a lot of paperwork, really. And you do any kind
of. Oh, my gracious. We've been doing the bylaws.
Yeah, bylaws
yeah, and the curriculum
so
writing
involved.
And all of it. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is.
A, for supplies, tangible needs that you have too? What
yeah,
kind of
our tangible needs would needs be like a drill press, a band sander, palm sander, power drills, you know, basic screwdrivers. A permanent workshop space would be wonderful. And some prep volunteers. If anybody is looking for, you know, to help support with, like, the prep work of the wood that the kids aren't doing. And just, you know, we're directing people to our Facebook page, and there's a list there that they can check out, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think it's just amazing what you've done so far. Doodlebug Workshop, looking also, too, for a brick-and-mortar home so that they can provide
yeah.
this training, these workshops for adult children with disabilities so they can get job training and enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done like we all do. But, Sarah, I want to thank you for all your efforts in doing this. We're almost out of time. How can
no,
people
I
learn
very
more about
much
you? I know you said you have a Facebook page.
Basically, that's where we're at now. We're at a Facebook page, and
okay.
We're working
well, we need
on
someone to
our
make your website. Sarah.
Yeah,
we need someone to help you with that.
I have
Doodlebug
a wonderful
workshop.
Foundation builder. Her name's Angie, and she's just been amazing helping me with the administrative type work while I work with the kids and or the participants and stuff. So
yeah, well, really, Sarah, thank you. So you were great. She was all nervous about being on the show. You've been great, and I want you to come back on. Would you please
I
come
would
back
love
on in a
that.
Couple months? Let us know how you're progressing. Keep us informed.
I would love that.
To
thank
more
you
about
so
it.
Much.
And, I'm going to go in the garage right now and try to go through some tools. I have a lot of duplicates in there, so you may be getting a box from me. If you can help out, Doodlebug.
Give a shout out to Doodlebug, and we'll take your stuff off your hands.
Okay. What's the phone number people can
Thanks.
Reach you on?
Have a great day. Thanks for having us.
Okay, we'll get the number on Facebook. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. And thanks for listening to The Good Show, The Dolly McCarthy Show on WCKG. Bye-bye, everybody. See you next week.